Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast is a mixture of short podcasts based on the blogs we have and longer podcasts, which will be interviews or discussion topics. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? Last week, I looked at the cognitive effects that heat has on us and the potential problems for divers. This week, I thought I'd balance it out by looking at cold temperatures. The effects of cold water on divers is fairly well known. The physiological effects have been studied in detail, especially in relation to decompression sickness. However, the cognitive effects have also been documented, but are less well known and worth being aware of, especially if you regularly dive in cold conditions. One of the unsurprising results of a 1968 study using divers as test subjects was that anecdotally they felt colder in later trials, doing two dives a day with a two-hour surface interval. This will be familiar to most divers who are doing repeat dives, as the core temperature will have dropped and may not have recovered fully before the second dive. Aside from the physical effects, however, the divers also reported symptoms of depersonalization, mind wandering, and difficulty in concentrating. Other studies have delved deeper into this. There are many ways that the cold affects the human brain. The lack of concentration these divers reported is obviously very important to us. Even if we dive in order to relax and have fun, a degree of concentration is still needed to make sure we're able to check our gas, times, body, and environment. From personal experience, as a hypothermia victim, I had no awareness of my surroundings, or even myself, until I found myself being sat inside with warm clothes wrapped around me. But even before hypothermia sets in, awareness is still reduced. Other effects that have been reported are a reduction in short-term memory, not great for divers who are trying to remember a plan, hold a mental map of a dive site in their head, or even just remember what they saw on the dive, and difficulty problem-solving. Interestingly, the effects don't wear off immediately. Some of the divers stated that they experienced minor lapses of memory or concentration for 2 to 3 hours after a cold immersion, and all of them said they slept for longer than average, sometimes 10 hours or longer. It's known that we burn far more calories in cold conditions. The body clearly needs more fuel and more rest in order to recover. Another study from 2019 looked at repeated immersion. In this study, they found out that people can acclimatise to cold water and their performance can actually improve. This seems like it's counter to what we know about feeling colder on subsequent dives. However, this is over a longer time period. Much as we can acclimatise to the heat on land, we can also get used to being in cold water. Most divers who live in colder areas are often far more tolerant of even warm water than those who live there. In the Red Sea, most holiday divers will be wearing a 5mm full wetsuit in the winter, with resident divers in 7mm semi-dry suits or even dry suits. Divers in cold water are also subject to the distraction effect. When we are cold, some of our attention is taken away, as we naturally will be thinking about the fact that we are cold. This reduces our capacity for dealing with other situations or problems. The best way to increase capacity is by familiarisation. The more we have practised something and can do it correctly easily, the less capacity it takes, so the more room we have for other things that diminish our attention. If we know we are to be diving in cold water and doing tasks that require high attention levels or accurate short-term memory, we need to make sure we are sufficiently trained and familiar with the activity so as not to distract from basic tasks such as monitoring gas supply or buoyancy. So, what can we do to mitigate the problem? The easiest and most obvious solution is to wear appropriate insulation, whether that's a thicker wetsuit or a dry suit with the right undergarments, maybe even a heated vest if the temperature dictates. Beyond that, limiting the dive times will reduce the lowering of core temperature, as will restricting repetitive dives. All this should be familiar to any open water certified divers. However, it is also worth thinking about the cognitive effects, especially during dives where you are likely to be task loaded, require significant short-term memory skills, or are completing a task that needs a higher level of attention. This occurs even on recreational dives if you're taking photos, navigating a new dive site, or teaching others. If repeat dives are needed, even if you feel physically okay, it's worth making an active attempt to warm up in between by drying off, going somewhere warm and eating or drinking warm food or non-caffeinated drinks. Finally, consider the midterm. If you're diving for a week in colder water than you're used to, bear in mind that you will need more rest and food than you usually do and plan accordingly. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, The Book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.